Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Antoinette Nunez Ortega there?
This is she.
Good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Perfect. And one more question. I know it's
how
a long way off.
How long will it take? Oh.
About 10, 11 minutes?
If you're asking me about stuff, I don't watch the news, ever. So I have no idea what's going on in the community or even nationally. I don't watch the news.
Well, we would love to hear your opinion about this. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances definitely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. What is your age?
51.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next
10.
Year, and 10, okay?
10.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
They're making me weak. So let me say happy medium, I guess. Not super strong.
So not that strong Democrat. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read your list. Just try to indicate two of them out of those issues that I'm going to read. First one is inflation and economy. Next one, climate change and environmental issues. Next one, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
The number one, first one, inflation and economy.
Okay.
And then the next one, man, I struggled. Let's see. Oh, there was another one. Which one was it? Like racial discrimination. I'm just like a firm believer. Let's just be nice to everybody. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why we still have racism in 2024 or 2023.
Okay.
But I guess that one, whatever one that kind of fits.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I'm not sure. I don't really watch the news or anything. No, I'm going to say dissatisfied because they overturned Roe v. Wade. No, I'm dissatisfied or not happy.
And would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Okay.
A survey.
And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, my economic situation is probably the same.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
So when we talk about race, we're talking about ethnicity, different white, black.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's getting worse.
Okay. Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Oh, I'd say not often, but I believe it happens. But I probably don't recognize it as much because I've been this person. Yeah, so not very often, but I have experienced it. Hello? How did I lose him? Oh, are you there? Huh. I don't hear you anymore.